Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Jim Denham. He is a beta tester for Non State Productions and has a brand new game to show us, a follow-up to the popular Stem Stumper game for iOS, and a new word game here to show us today. Jim, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hey, thank you very much.
So, what do you tell us what you have for us?
So, Anansi has released, or is about to release, we're in beta testing right now, a game called Letter Clever. And as you said, this is a follow-up to Stem Stumper, the same company that did Stem Stumper. And Letter Clever is a word game, and your object is to, it's kind of like Scrabble or something like that. Your object is to build words, mm-hmm. Either horizontally, vertically, or perpendicular. And it is a multiplayer game, so you can play locally with two players and pass the phone back and forth. And you can also play, which is soon to be out, you can play against other people on a server. And I'm showing you on an iOS platform today, but the game is being developed for both iOS and Android.
Okay, great. Well, actually, I'll revisit that in a minute. But sure, why don't you go ahead and you have the game right here?
I do, yep.
Helena iOS release.
Launch it here.
How to play. Letter Clever.
Okay.
How to play.
So we've got a how to play, which is a tutorial, which we'll go into in a second.
Okay.
That tells you how to, shows you how to play the game.
Play locally.
Play locally, so that's if you want to play with two players.
Play online.
Play online.
Sure.
How to play.
So we'll go into the tutorial.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Make a word by tapping letters in the proper order. Find the letters on the bottom row, row 5, and spell cap to end your turn.
So what you've got is you've got a 5x5 grid, and those grids can contain either letters that you've worked with or letters from the other player, and so you move around that grid just by touching the different points on the grid.
Mm-hmm. Column 2, row 5, letter C, 3 points.
Okay.
Belongs to player 1.
So I want to tap that first character.
Selected letter 1 of 1.
And I'm going to go to the right here.
Column 3, row 5, letter A, 2 points. Belongs to player 1.
Tap that.
Selected letter 2 of 2.
And we'll go one more to the right.
Column 4, row 5, letter T, 1 point. Belongs to player 1.
So as you can hear, each letter is associated with certain points.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you gain points if you build that word.
Okay.
So I'm going to select this.
Selected letter 3 of 3. Tap to submit the word cat.
So tap to submit the
so
word.
So what are those letters? Were they randomly picked? Because those all happen to be next to each other there.
Yeah, this is just in the tutorial, these happen to be next to each other. When you're playing the actual game, it just puts out different letters. And each turn, you get a new set of letters, a couple new letters, and you're able to, you have to find words. This is just a really easy one because you're, doing the tutorial.
Sure.
But you have to find, find words in the grid, basically.
Okay.
Player one, spell the word cat. Use letters that touch horizontally, vertically, or diagonally to make words.
Okay.
Find the letter L at column 2, row 4, and spell like and end your turn.
So right now, it's showing me that we can find letters. Perpendicular, and look, find words that are at different places.
Column 2, row 4, letter L, 3
okay.
points.
And what I like to do is turn VoiceOver to vertical navigation.
Hints, headings, vertical navigation.
So now I can flick left and right to move between the columns, and I can flick up and down to move between the rows.
Column 2, row 5, letter K. Set column 2, row 4, letter L, 3 points. Okay. Selected letter 1 of 1. Column 3, row 4, letter C. 5 points. Column 3, row 5, letter U. 3 points.
The U.
Selected letter 2 of 2. Column 3, row 4, letter C. 5 points. Selected letter 3 of 3. Column 2, row 5, letter K. 7. Selected letter 4 of 4.
So the letters, they need to be connected to each other, but can it be two across, then go on one down, or do they all have to be?
Yeah, you can have letters in lots of different formations.
Okay, so as long as they connect to each other.
Yes.
Then it's a valid word.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so the idea is you and the other player go back and forth trying to...
Who can form the most words and thus get the most points.
Mm-hmm.
You can also move letters. If you go a little farther in the tutorial, it'll show you can actually move letters. So there's certain letters that if the letter's not where you want it, you can move it if there's not another letter above it in that particular column.
Okay.
So you can move letters around.
There's certain instances where that's allowed in the rules?
Yes. Yes.
Got you.
And there's also, you can take, if your other player is using a letter and you find a way to take that letter away from them, you can actually decrease their point. You can take points away from them.
So you kind of have some elements of Scrabble, a little bit of Boggle, a little bit of a whole bunch of different word games.
Yeah.
Just to create your own amalgamation of a cool little
game. You make, three, four, five letter words, and you have a certain number, you get 21 turns, so you go through the 21, you play back and forth for 21 times, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Okay.
So
can you have multiple games going at once, or, if you're doing the online mode, because I'm assuming... Is it designed for immediate play where two people are playing online at the same time, or is it designed kind of like hanging with friends?
It's designed for immediate play. People are playing online back and forth. You find your friends.
Gotcha.
Hey, let's meet up and play back and forth.
Oh, okay.
The idea of playing, like what you say, the hanging with friends type thing, that might be something we're thinking about doing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it's going to be playing back and forth on the server.
All right.
So
if you wanted to start a game online, would there be like a list of available players that you could...
Yeah, you can find your friends. We're going to be doing some things with, advertising, finding people through Twitter, some other different stuff, some other different social media, or just browsers, you're hanging out, you want to find some...
Whoever wants to play.
Yeah, just a random person, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right, and speaking of are you going to use like the iOS, like the Game Center thing, or are you doing your own...
They're doing their own server, mm-hmm. and the reason they're doing their own server is so they can do both iOS and Android.
Okay.
People can play against each other, and possibly a PC or Mac version of the game as well.
Got you. So I want to actually go back to that for a second, because you did mention Android, which actually surprised me a little bit, because it seemed like StemSumper, it was programmed really well for Android, but didn't seem like it was received, or there wasn't a lot of people that bought it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a little surprised that they're actually making another game for Android at this point.
Well, the founder of this company, Quasi... Mm-hmm. Really, his thing is games for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants to create games that are usable for people who are both sighted and blind. One of the features that they did in Stem Stumper was he actually took and put a game so you can actually took out the visuals so people wanted to play it just using audio.
Yep.
So he really wants to make games that lots of people can play and they can play against each other and compete. And so that's why he really wanted to do both platforms.
Gotcha. So it makes sense to have obviously far and away the two most popular.
Yes.
Platforms that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So this game is a mainstream, it's visually appealing. Anybody can play
it. Yeah, anybody can play it. And there's actually a separate tutorial if you're running VoiceOver. So, the tutorial does one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not running VoiceOver, it kind of says, hey, this is VoiceOver. And it gives you some separate little hints that might find useful. For example, if I look at the grid here.
Column 2, row 2, empty. Column 1. Row 2, empty. Column 3, row 1, empty.
When you first start plugging the game, and the first couple rows are empty because letters come up from the bottom. And so if you're flicking through the grid and you start at the top of the grid, you're going to hear empty, 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 and you're going to think, well, where is my letters?
Right.
So one of the things that's done in the VoiceOver tutorial is to let you know, hey, these letters are in column 5, or row 5. To let you know, hey, if you can look at row 5 and see where these letters are at.
Gotcha. So when you draw the new letters, they come up on row 5 and then pushes the other ones.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
Essentially,
yes.
But there's some more little, there, but the tutorial is going to explain all that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In the tutorial, actually, this is just like the first couple screens. It takes you through a whole bunch of things.
Can you control how verbose that is? Like, are you saying row 2, column 5 every single time? Can you control, can you have it say the letter first and then the row? Or?
Not currently. But that's something that's something we've thought about,
mm-hmm.
And I actually we were doing some testing. And originally, it wasn't saying the row and column initially off the bat. And one of the suggestions that I made to Quasi is we actually change it so it says the row and column off because you're moving around.
Well, that makes sense. I understand why that's done because you have the grid of 5x5. And of course, you could also maybe go with instead of row numbers, maybe go to a letter number, like a battleship grid. That way you can just say 2A, 2B instead of say the words row and column. Obviously, it's a beta and there's a lot of things that you...
Yeah, and that's great feedback. Mm-hmm. And if we, Quasi is very good about taking feedback and incorporating it and giving people.
What type of model are you guys anticipating for this? Is it going to be a pay title, or what's the how's this going to work?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a paid game. I don't know how much. I don't imagine it'll be a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Like $1.99, $2.99, something like that. I'm not sure what the price range is yet, but it'll be available through the App Store. Should be sometime, I would think, probably in mid-March or late March.
Sure.
You know, again, developers, timelines, you know, when, right, whatever. Right. But it will be available. He's working very hard on it. He actually had it at the NFV of Massachusetts convention last weekend, was showing it around there. So we're doing quite a bit to get it out the door and taking feedback.
Will there be UIs for tablets as well, like for the iPad? Or?
That's probably something that's going to be happening in a future version of the game.
Okay.
Yeah, for now we're just going to do the phones.
Right.
That's actually some feedback I've given as well, is that it really should do something for the iPad, because then you could get a little more on the screen and in different things. So.
Sure. So what other plans do you guys anticipate, or does Quasi anticipate as far as in the future? How was StemSum for how did that do for him?
It worked very well. Quasi's doing
I guess good enough to make another game.
Yeah, he's doing this as a full-time job now. Mm-hmm. He's very happy with it. And you know, people who are currently fans of StemStumper, and you know, there's been some bugs reported and some different things. Once this game is out the door and done, probably go back and revisit some of those bugs. I know there were some issues with iOS 6 and a couple other different things.
Sure.
But that will get, you know, he's very concerned and wants to make sure everybody gets the game experience that they want and then are able to play and use the game. So,
well, that's good to know that there is a viable market for someone who wants to go into a full-time creating games that happen to be accessible for the blind but also mm-hmm. work for everybody. And that actually, you know, obviously app development's an interesting animal where, you know, it's not easy to make a career out of it,
right?
But
no,
it sounds like he's doing
He's doing a great job, and he's really, we've met in person. He says, sit down and I make a suggestion. He goes, okay, let me change it right now. And he sits and changes the code and makes it. It's really amazing to watch, actually.
Does it work? Have you looked at Braille support for the game?
I've actually used it with a Braille Edge,
mm-hmm.
and you can. I mean, it shows one letter at a time currently. But it's something that's, again, the suggestion is to show more letters on a Braille display. I'm told it's not quite as easy to do as we'd think. I can use it with the Braille Edge, and I actually have played it with the Braille Edge before. Because sometimes you're listening, one of the things that if you're playing this in a noisy environment, you hear M, and you don't know if it's M or an N. Sometimes it's noisy, whatever you're trying to. So,
Well, yeah, you could do that. I mean, I guess you could do phonetics, too, as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's always a lot of ways to...
You could do that, but it's nice to have it in Braille, and, you know, when you're sitting in meetings, it's a great way to...
And a lot of it's a learning experience, too, at this point, for creating mobile games. We're still kind of figuring out what works,
and mm-hmm.
what are the best ways to present information. You know, when you look at Windows games, there's been a lot of audio games done over the last 10, 15 years, and people have experience with that. It's a lot different on the mobile platform. It's definitely still in its infancy.
Yep.
Well, great. Well, if people want to get more information about this game or about Anatsai in general, what's the best way to do that?
I would say follow the Twitter account. It's the best way. It's really post a lot of information on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do you spell that?
A-N-A-N-S-E Prods. P-R-O-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
So check out there. Or Anats Productions website, just anatsproductions.com. And you can follow there. We'll definitely be, he'll be tweeting lots when the game is released and different things like that. So...
Well, great. Well, hey, thank you so much for showing this to us. I definitely look forward to it.
Hey, thank you very much.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.